waiting for me. Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Walford Way.
Hi.
We have two special guests. Currently, my wife's brother and the brother's fiancé.
Currently, and always, my brother. He didn't just, you know, become my brother today.
I feel like he did.
I kind of just slid in, you know, one day. I was like, yo, what's up? So, I'm your brother now.
So, how about you guys introduce yourselves?
This is Steven, the brother.
The current brother.
And I am Saria, the current fiancé.
Let's hope you're the...
Current and forever, people.
Let's just hope you stay fiancé.
It's not throwing no shade, man. We just got here.
And yeah, do we have a question of the day?
Question of the day! Yeah. So the question of the day is, if you could travel to any ancient civilization, where would you go and what would you do there?
It's got to start with you guys, because I don't know which era I would pick.
All right, well, we can start with you, Zaria. What do you think?
Well, I've always been interested in how the pyramids were built, so I would go back to past Egypt.
Okay. Yeah, at risk of being killed or, you know, like, stabbed or whatever. I studied East Asian culture in university, and one of the times that really interested me was Edo period in Japan. You know, where they had all the samurais and stuff. So I think that'd be really a cool place to go back to. It was also a very rich culture as well.
I would like to go to pre-transatlantic slavery West Africa. You know, with all the kingdoms and stuff like that. That's what I would like to see.
Wakanda forever.
Forever.
If I had to pick one era, it'd probably be the Romance of the Three Kingdoms in ancient China. I really like the lore behind them and the warriors there, so that's pretty much it.
All right, cool. Well, that was a super quick question of the day, which is fine because we have, you know, some juicy stuff coming up in the main topic. Stay tuned. And we're back with the main topic, which is
why get married.
And not just why, but tips on if you do decide what to do. All right, so let's start. Seeing that, you know, we're the ones already married in the equation, Steven and Zaria, as we said, are engaged and they're getting married this year. Woohoo! So babe, you wanted to start with the why.
I would say the reason why is because, you know, it's funny, I'm going to change my answer, because now because the answer I gave you before sucked, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
It's just finding that soulmate and being with that person, you know, to have a person like that in your life, especially someone that you can trust and love and all that stuff, is a great feeling. So, I mean, why are there other reason would you need other than love?
Aww. How cute. but it's true. It is. And I don't disagree. I'm just saying that I tend to be the cynical one in the relationship. And of course, marriage should be for love. But there are people out there that maybe that's not enough. People like to say love is not enough. Love is everything, right? Love, as its true definition, is putting someone else on par with you, right? Because in all honesty, human beings are selfish by nature. It's how we survive. To love someone is to put them equal to that, right? If you love yourself and then you can love someone else, that's it. That's enough to know you want to get married to them, right?
Because I want to play Xbox, but she wanted to do a podcast, so I compromised and I did a podcast.
Yeah, and here we are. Here we are. So what do you guys think?
Well, for me, I'd say why get married it's not something that you rush into, but at the same time, when you know, you know. So it's like, a lot of the times people out there, they have this checklist of things that they're looking for in a person, and then once they tick all of that off, then okay, I'm ready to be married because all the objectives have been met. We are not perfect ourselves. People aren't perfect. So if you're looking for like reasons to check off something to show that you should be marrying this person, I would say there's to a certain extent, there's things to look for. But I would say, why get married? Because you love that person and you can see yourself with them for the rest of your life. Not because they're the perfect image of what you're looking for, but because they're the perfect person that you see yourself with. For lack of a better word, I guess.
That was so awesome.
You took all the good answers.
I have been
there's
moved.
Nothing else for me to say.
I have been moved.
No,
Zaria has nothing.
No, they said everything already.
So, I mean, we have like tips, right? 5 tips?
Yeah, we wanna share for anybody out there thinking of taking the leap. Why would you do it? And if you do decide to do it, here are some ways to not suck at being married. Yeah. And funny enough, like, we're just brainstorming this, and most of us, the first thing that came up was
1, 2, 3.
Communication. Communicate.
I was eating.
Yeah, he was eating a shawarma at the time.
Why you gotta ruin everything, bro?
But yeah, like, and people misunderstand communication. People think communication is getting information out there. But you have to ensure that the message is received and understood mm-hmm. until communication actually takes place. This week I was reading this Reddit randomly because I was just procrastinating. And it was this thing that guys were asking, a girl actually asked, things that women should know about men. So this person said, we don't take hints well. A guy responded and said that, we don't take hints. And that one stood out to me. All right, I need to go back to work. I had one day off and all my grammar is gone. But it stood out to me because it's true, like, as women, and I know Zaria, you know, we will do things indirectly a lot because we kind of play with associations as women. Our brain can think of many things at once. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if I want to do something or I want attention, I won't just say, babe, you want to come lie down with me? No. I'll start, like, hinting at it in other ways. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the guy was like, we don't take hints. So the example he gave was him and his girlfriend, they were playing a video game or something in the house. And the girl says, oh, I'm cold. And then the guy said, oh, I'm sorry. And continued playing the game.
Oh.
And the girl wanted him to go get her a blanket or whatever. And he's just like, so she looked at him all upset. He's like, what's your problem? She said, I'm cold. He's like, okay, go get a jacket. But if she had said, babe, go get me a blanket, then he would have gone and gotten her a blanket, is what he was trying to say. So I know for women, it's like, you feel like you're communicating. You feel like, but, you know, I changed my hair and I came in front of him. I flashed my hair 2 times and he didn't notice. And oh my God, he doesn't love me anymore. I mean, that's extreme, but you know what I mean? Oh, like, women tend to do that a lot.
That happened to me this morning.
I think I did that this morning.
She did that to me this morning. I was just like, yeah. Why is she bowing her head?
Yes! Oh, crap. I forgot I did that. Well, there you go. So take
I feel like, from a man's perspective, I feel like when women do that, it's just that they want to know that we're looking at the minor details on them. So it's not like they don't want to come and say, hey, babe, I just got my hair done today. What do you think? Mm-hmm. They want to know that you love them, one, but you love them so much that you're admiring them and you go, oh, but wait, I loved her yesterday, but her hair looks different somehow. Hey, babe, did you get your hair done? She'd be like, oh my gosh, you noticed my hair. It's that kind of thing. But guys, they're not really like that. They're not gonna... Some guys...
Speak for yourself, like, man.
They're not gonna be sitting all day staring at their girl and notice every little detail. Especially since most of the times, things we notice about ourselves that we think are immediately noticeable to other people, they don't see those things.
I see everything in a video game.
And not in real life. But yeah, but that's the thing. So that's why you have to be like clear with your communication. You have to know that the message got there. Because again, you might think you hinted at something. You went to the mall and you pointed out something that you like several times. You're like, yeah, for sure, he's going to get that for Christmas because I showed him like 5 times. And then you open your Christmas present and it's bed slippers and socks and whatever because you told him you were cold that time and you wanted a blanket. So you have to make sure that you clearly communicate.
Listen, I can attest to this because when you send me to the grocery store to get something, I get exactly what you asked me to get. If you don't even put the number beside it, I will only get the one thing.
This is true.
Our son needs juice. I picked up one pack of juice. She didn't tell me how many packs to buy, so I didn't bother buying any more than one pack.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Learn my lesson.
You gotta...
That's a good point.
I'm just saying, women, you need to communicate because certain men like myself take it super literal.
But we don't want to have to say everything all the time.
Well, okay, knowing this though, I've gone like through lengths to make sure I kind of notice these things so that she doesn't have to tell me all the time.
Deborah knows me very well. She knows that I'm laser focused, and that's why she makes sure when she's speaking to me, nothing is happening around me. I'm not doing anything, so then I'm super focused on what she wants me to go and do.
Yeah, so communication. What else are we thinking about?
Compromise.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was my second one.
I feel like compromise is super important because, like I said, you might want to do something, but your significant other doesn't necessarily want to do that. So you either find something like a middle ground that you both can do and still enjoy doing, or you just bite the bullet and do what the wife wants because a happy wife is a happy life.
That's a lesson to take away, Eric. So, good to have you. See
ya. The end. No, but for real, because compromise, again, is another misunderstood term. Think about, you know, the story of old, Solomon and, you know, the babies. Well, if you don't know the Bible, you wouldn't know this anyway, but it's a story that, whether you're a Christian or not, it's a timeless example of what compromise really is. So anyway, there were two women in the middle of the night. One of the women said her baby got stolen, and the other woman said, no, she didn't steal any baby, it's her baby. And of course, they came to the king to get it resolved. So Solomon said, okay, let's just cut the baby in half. Everybody gets half a baby. Compromise. And the other woman was like, okay, do whatever. And the other woman, who was actually her child, said no, and she started crying and pleading, and he gave the baby to the right woman, right? So compromise is not always 50-50. Because, like Jamal said, he wanted to play Xbox. We wanted to do the podcast. He's just not going to do Xbox right now. We're going to do the podcast. Another time, we want to go out to eat, and we don't have money for that. We cook whatever you would have bought on the road at home. But don't say, okay, we'll buy something cheap. Or, you know what I mean? Like, compromise is not always down the middle. Mm-hmm. It's more the better decision of the two, if it's really two things, right?
I had a point about having your own identity. This is separate from compromise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like that. So say, for example, Jamal's into video games. You, Pepper, would like have your other things going on, like Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Not like Halo or Anthem or anything.
Hell no.
Hell no! Whoa!
So just having things you like, having your own things going on is very important. Because, for example, for women especially, where we get married, there's a lot of focus on taking care of the kids, and you get lost in that if that's what you made your focus to be and you don't have thing outside of that. So just knowing yourself before you get into a relationship, having your own things before or during a relationship, it's very important, both for women and men.
Yeah.
My fiance, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, though, I find that having your own identity thing kind of like an issue at times, mostly on the women, because the men, they're, like I said, we're a little slow to adopt and acknowledge the things that you guys may drop as hints and whatnot, but you guys are so susceptible to changing for us because you just want to make us so happy, right? So then in turn, we don't have to really change much. We just find that you guys do most of the changing for us.
Bastards.
So that's my opinion on that sometimes.
Yeah. And I would say it's true. In a world like this where people are so individualistic, yet everybody wants to be the same, it's hard. Because, and what I mean by that, on social media, you know, it's like, there are so many things that have become ritualistic, it's ridiculous. Engagement parties, mm-hmm. engagement photo shoot, bridal shower, bachelor party, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just saying these because these are parts of weddings, right? People do them. A lot of people don't even want to do them. But you feel like you're supposed to, right? And then we're talking about it with Stephen and Zaria for their wedding, and you know, there were certain things, and then like they were kind of saying, but aren't we supposed to, like, don't we have to do this or that? And I'm like, no, it's your wedding, do whatever you want.
I called my best friends, we had beers and played video games all day.
Yeah, and that's the thing about identity, why I really like that point, like it continues in the marriage. Mm-hmm. Like you get married and you feel like you're supposed to now turn into, you know, Mary Tyler Moore from the Dick Van Dyke Show and have pot roast every Sunday on the table, and then the husband's gonna Super come mommy. In, hi honey, how was your day? And like, you just turn into somebody else, and then you get lost in the ritual side of marriage, and it doesn't feel like, you don't know who you are. And so many people break up because of that. You start saying to yourself, well, I wanted this and I wanted that and I'm not happy and I blah blah blah, because you don't have a real identity. Like, remember who you are. If you have to write down in a diary sometimes, or a journal if you want to sound more not frilly, you know, write down your feelings, write down your wants, write down your likes. It's something to keep you grounded too.
There's nothing wrong with that. I used to have a diary myself, I'm not gonna lie, back when I was younger. It helped me discover who I was as a person growing up, and I never lost my sense of identity, my morals, or anything. I knew who I was, and I was very happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Side tip, guys, don't be afraid to own things like diaries. If you want to call it a journal so it doesn't seem quote-unquote girly,
yeah,
go ahead and own one, because we, as men, were always told never to express ourselves. If you want to express yourself without having to go to somebody and pour out your feelings and all of that, get a journal and write it out. Get it out there so it can help you to understand more of who you are.
What other points do we have? Anyone else?
I had another good point. So something I learned like some months ago, or maybe a year ago, or whatever it was. And it's learn to love in your partner's language. So this is another thing with people and wanting to be ritualistic. Take for example Valentine's Day. Everybody knows you get chocolates and you get flowers and you get, I don't know, teddy bear or whatever it is. But what if you have a partner that doesn't like any of those things? I'll give you an example from one of my past relationships. So when I was younger, I was, you know, that hopeless romantic kind of guy. And, and I had a girlfriend, and for Valentine's Day this one time, I bought her 1 dozen roses, got the chocolate, and I went to her house before she got home, got her mom in on it and everything, hid in her room with my guitar. When she got home, I came out of the closet.
Not double entendre, not a stock sign thing.
It doesn't mean the other coming out of the closet. Let me just put that out there. I still love you, Zaria. Okay. As a girl. Moving on. Yes. So I came out there with playing the song and everything, and she laughed and she smiled and
great.
And then I'm like, all right, I'm in. She's gonna kiss me and everything's gonna be great. Guys, she didn't kiss me. She laughed. And then later on, she says, yo, the chocolate gets eaten, the flowers will wilt, and so she didn't really like this present.
Never mind.
That was a bit cold, to be honest. But my point here is that you have to learn to love in that person's language. If I had gotten something like fake flowers and, I don't know, like brought something simpler that she personally liked, then maybe she'd have felt better about it. But in relationships, you have to understand what kind of things your partner likes and how they want to be loved, how they want to be comforted, how they want to be addressed, and so on.
Wild wings.
You know, guys, see, this is what I'm talking about. Babe, give me a hug. All
okay. Right. Well, they were thinking the same
thing. Hugging.
Listen, I was just about, yeah, I had to say hug, because we can't make out on the air.
Oh, you can, but nobody gotta know.
Because I was just going to say, babe, if I told you right now I want something to make me happy, what would you say?
The wild ones.
And he already said it. Like, I hate flowers. I was just saying this to Zaria earlier. I feel like flowers are... I don't understand where we went wrong as humanity to feel like flowers are a sign of anything.
It's like, take no offense.
It's like putting a tree in your house.
I was a young kid, man.
I'm not even mocking him, because that was hilarious for me. I was, you know... How old were you?
I was 17.
Yeah, so I was in my 20s. I remember that day, and I was like, what the hell is Steven doing? But anyway, I let him do his thing, you know. But
nerd.
But personally, I hate flowers. I feel like flowers smell, all right?
But they're supposed to smell.
Die. No, they don't smell good to me.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm like, who thought of picking up something from the ground to give to somebody as a gift? Like, that's my mentality with flowers.
But they're pretty.
I don't think they are. Oh, all right, I'm not going to lie. They look good. They look nice.
Okay.
Right? I like to see them about. But to give it to me as a gift, I never understood that. I never liked them like that.
You're like me with pets. I like them from afar.
And that's the other thing. I would like a pet too.
No, you
probably
wouldn't.
More than you, but not for the responsibility part. Yeah. In Canada, with snow and winter. In Jamaica, when you have a dog, the dog has its house outside all year round.
You guys have dogs everywhere.
And everything's fine, but, you know. But, yeah, the whole thing is this. Don't let society dictate how you're supposed to treat someone. Too many times, people, like Steven said, you meet the list. Oh, my God, he's a doctor. Oh my God, she's a 10. Or she's an 8.5. And no one ever gets an 8.5. And you high-five each other. I'm being stereotypical, but you get the point. And then when you get into the relationship, you find out that this person can't stand when other people fart around them. They don't eat meat anymore. They don't like the color red. And your favorite color is red. So you have all these red clothes you have to throw out. You get upset with each other. And then everything dissolves. Get to know the actual person that you're talking to, and don't hold up a list next to their face and try to force them into these little boxes. It's not going to work. It's just not. And getting to know someone requires, like, knowing how to talk to people. Do you guys find that people don't know how to talk to you? Like, they kind of just talk around you? Or they say just general things that might catch you.
Mainly general things. That happened to me. Whoever responds is the one that they start directing their stuff to.
Yeah. Like, talk to the person. Like, you know, when I talk to someone, I try to avoid general questions. So if you say something to me, like, let's say, you know, you're from whatever country. oh, so what was it like for you there growing up? Not, you know, oh, have you ever been to this landmark? Oh, go, do you know this?
Yeah, oh, you've never? Oh, you've never done this? As if everybody in the world is supposed to go through the same things that you have. Which is kind of why a lot of times people from certain countries don't like talking to or hanging around people from other cultures, because they don't know how to adjust their dialogue to encompass somebody else.
I can relate to that. I've lived in the Toronto area all my life, never been in the CN Tower once.
Yeah, so it'd be like somebody coming to Canada from the US, and they go, oh man, you know, the Statue of Liberty is so cool, have you ever seen it? And you go, no. You've never seen the Statue of Liberty? Everybody's seen the Statue of Liberty. It's a place in America. Chances are 85% of the population doesn't even know what that is.
Yeah, so. And it's just, it's like that. Like you're getting to know someone. You kind of ask the benchmark question. Oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, where did you grow up? Oh, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Like in outer space.
Like it's a job interview, but you don't actually get to know the person. You don't actually figure out this person might not want to go to an expensive restaurant to get engaged in front of the whole world. Maybe they want you to bring them to somewhere private, like a park on a bench and propose, or to go to the movies, you know, like things like that. So, yeah.
Would you say religion is a important part?
Very.
Very. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Especially in the case where one is religious and one isn't. Truth be told, it typically, unless there is some part of the non-religious person that had ever wanted to become one, like Christian or any other religion, it's not going to work.
Mm-mm. Or even if they're both religious, but they have followed different religions. Mm-hmm. That's also complicated.
Right.
Yeah, depending on the religion. Because within Christianity, different denominations can work it out, right? You might be a Baptist, and this one is a Pentecostal or whatever, and you can meet somewhere in the middle, or 70-30. But if you're a Muslim and you're a Christian, or if you're a Hindu and you're Buddhist, chances are it's not going to happen. And it doesn't make sense to waste everybody's time trying to, especially if you're like a devout one of those things. Like, it's much too much hassle.
I mean, I only brought this up because to me, I don't think it would work to begin with. Mm-hmm. And it only gets harder, especially if you're married and then you have kids, because then how do you figure that out?
And then the family.
Yes.
What do you teach?
And then your families who are going to want to get involved in the child's religion education, and you know, you don't know how to even that out. Mm-hmm. And then growing up, when the kid decides, you know what, I prefer Christianity over Muslim, then the Muslim side of the family is going to get very upset. But you'll find that side is now offended, or you've done something wrong, or the child may, you know, be frowned upon. Not invited to certain things. Just, it can get really weird. But I just thought I should bring it up, because I feel that religion is a very, very, very key component. Because at least if, you know, from something like growing up for me, I was sort of atheist in a way, because of personal reasons that I will not divulge into. But as time grew and as I grew up, I knew I believed that there was a God. I just didn't know what the name of it was, or what label do I carry on my back. And it wasn't until I met my wife, and then I realized, you know, this is what I feel comfortable in. This faith I'm willing to follow. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you are very open to learning about faith, I feel like that's what's important. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not super religious, because my brother isn't whatsoever, and if he met someone that is, I'm sure he'd be more susceptible to wanting to open his mind to hearing and giving it a try. Because at least if that person went out of their way to give it the good old try, you can't really be upset, you know. But if it's two completely different faiths, then you're going to have a lot of issues on your hands.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to add?
No, I'm good.
I'm good.
All right. So the last one I have is having goals that align. Because, and I was having this conversation with a friend earlier, well, this is Sunday, last week, where she's having a problem with the person she's dating right now. They've been together for a while, and it just keeps feeling like they get to a point where everything's okay, and then it all falls apart again. And I asked her, okay, so have you guys talked about like where you're going with this relationship? And she said, yes. But then she said, for example, they both want to have kids, but he doesn't want to have kids for another 5 years or more. Once their business that they're trying to do together takes off. Whereas for her, she wants kids ASAP. And I said, whoa, well, that's a big issue, because you have the same goals, but they're not in the same order and they're not prioritizing the same way. And I think that's one of the things too, like people get excited. Oh, he wants kids. I want kids. You don't find a guy who wants kids these days who doesn't already have one. Or on the other side, the guy will say, you know what? She's so chill. She's so whatever. She likes to do this. She likes to do that. But you don't actually sit down and talk about prioritizing. Because when we did marriage counseling, which is another thing, yeah, I would say,
yeah,
super important. I used to be super against it. Guys, yeah, get it done. Get it done.
Do it. That was one of the things that we had to write down our goals, and we had to write them down in order. And that was so important, because knowing that, and we say kids as one of the things, but there are couples that both of you don't want kids, but maybe both of you want to retire in a warmer country than where you currently live. But one of you wants to retire at 50 and one wants to retire at 65. How is that going to work? One of you is going to be miserable. One of you is going to be like, you know, I feel stuck with you and you're holding me back. Or the other one's going to feel like you're robbing them of more opportunities they could have had. Whatever. So before you make that decision, like, it's very important. Talk about what you want and when you want it and how bad you want it and how willing you are to compromise on these things. Because at the end of the day, a marriage is supposed to be till death do you part. It's not till the money runs out or till you get tired of each other or till it doesn't work anymore.
Until it's just not fun anymore.
Like, you know, like, people are, to me, it has become so frivolous. Marriage has become so frivolous these days. People don't take it seriously anymore. And with just, you know, these things in mind that we've talked about, hopefully, if you're somebody out there, you've been contemplating it, you know, you're worried about, is it for you or not? Hopefully this kind of helps you make that decision for life.
Amen.
Sounds good to me.
All right, thanks for having us, guys. This was really fun, and I hope we taught some people some valuable things about getting married. I know I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you're looking at me.
I can't wait to wear the suit. I just wanted to say that.
It was awesome having you guys here, sharing your, seeing your opinions and your thoughts, and obviously whoever listens to us and our listeners, I hope you guys learn something from it just as much as we learn every day.
All right. Thank you for hanging out with the Walford Way.
Bada bing, bada boom. Walford's out of the room.
Oh my gosh. Lame. Really?